Praise the Lord. I can hear you shout a thunderous hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We may have our seat. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for bringing us into the day two of the great deliverance in Encounter Jesus crusade here. We thank God for what God did in our lives last night. How many of us believe God is going to do greater things here tonight? God has never failed. It is not in the DNA of Jesus to fail. And tonight in our lives, He will not fail. Tonight in our lives, Jesus will be glorified. Tonight in our lives, we will experience His mighty miracles. How many of us are here for miracle tonight? You are here to receive a miracle from God. You know Jesus is powerful. He's more than able to give you a miracle. Shout, I am here to receive a miracle. I will have my miracle tonight. Say loud, I will have my miracle tonight. Say loud, I will have my miracle tonight. Say it again, I will have my miracle tonight in the name of Jesus. And I speak over everyone here tonight, everyone will have a miracle. I say everyone will have a miracle. Tonight, everyone will have a notable miracle. Tonight, God will visit you in a new way. Tonight, your miracle will not be delayed. Tonight, your miracle will be delivered. God will answer your prayers tonight. In the name of Jesus, you will have a testimony. Tonight, you will have a testimony. Tonight, you will have a testimony. In the name of Jesus, and the name of the Lord will be glorified. Amen. Tonight, we are going to hear the word of God again. And as we hear God's word tonight, I want our hearts to be opened. Because in the course of the word, while the word is going to be coming to us, God is going to be healing us. God is going to be visiting us. God is going to be touching us. The power of God is going to be coming upon our lives. I can't hear your amen. Your amen is too low. The power of God will be coming upon our lives in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to speak to us tonight on the active faith for great deliverance. The acting faith for great deliverance. The faith that brings great deliverance. That faith is called acting faith. Everybody say acting faith. I can hear you say acting faith. Now, I want to read to us from the book of Luke chapter 5 and verse 17. Luke chapter 5 verse 17. And after that, I will also read some other portion of the Bible. And then we are going to build on the word of God. And we are going to begin to see what God is set to do in our lives tonight. Luke chapter 5. And verse 17. The Bible says, and it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, just like as I will be teaching in his name tonight, as Jesus was teaching. As Jesus was teaching. You know, miracles can take place when he teaches. The teaching of Jesus is not the teaching of any other teacher. When Jesus is teaching, he doesn't teach in an ordinary way. When his teaching comes with power. Everybody say power. Everybody say power. That is his teaching. Another word for teaching is his word. Why he was speaking his word. Why he was speaking his word. Anytime God speaks, things happen. Anytime God speaks, nothing will ever remain the same. When he speaks, the dead will rise up. You remember at a particular time, Jesus in John chapter 11 went to the house of a man who was dead for 4 days. The man called Lazarus. When he got there, when he spoke, Lazarus, who was dead for 4 days, had his word. Because his word is not ordinary word. The word of Jesus is not ordinary word. The word of Jesus is a powerful word. Whenever he speaks, his word is always accompanied with power. And it is his word that I have come to speak to every one of us here tonight and those who may be listening to the sound of our voice. As you are hearing his word is coming with power to your life. As you are hearing his word is coming with power into your life. Tonight, Jesus is speaking and his word is coming with power. When he spoke to Lazarus that was dead for 4 days, the Bible says Lazarus came forth. He came out of the grave by the word of Jesus. Because the word of Jesus is a living word. The word of Jesus is a powerful word. The word of Jesus can bring back to life what is dead. And tonight, everything that is dead in our lives, as his word is coming forth, that dead thing is coming back to life. I can hear your amen. Whatever that is dead in your life tonight, as the word of God is being spoken now, I command it to come back to life. I command it to come back to life. Every good thing dead in you is coming back to life. Let your amen be louder than that, please. So his word carries life. The word of Jesus is so powerful that it can bring what is dead back to life. His word does not respect death. Death respects his word. It does not matter how long something has been dead. That thing will always respond to the living word of Jesus. When Jesus speaks, the dead will live. When Jesus speaks, the dead will live. The dead brain will come back to life. The dead leg will begin to walk. The dead ear will begin to hear. And the dead mouth will begin to speak. Shout hallelujah. So that very day, the Bible says, as he was teaching. So every time you come under the teaching of Jesus, you come under the power of Jesus. Every time you come under the teaching of the Lord Jesus, wherever Jesus is found and he speaks, life is present. And tonight, as Jesus is speaking to you, life is coming into you. I can hear your amen. Life is coming into you. Tonight, Jesus has come to teach us. He has come to speak to us. And as he's speaking right now, I see his life entering into everyone seated here. In the name of Jesus, when he speaks, his word can reverse the irreversible. Something that has been concluded as over, his word can bring it back again. His word can make what looks like a failure to turn to success. In the book of Luke chapter 5, the Bible talks about his disciples before they became his disciples. The Bible says they toiled all through the night. They were fishermen and they caught nothing. They labored all through the night. I don't know how long we have been laboring. But as the word of God is coming to us tonight, every labor in our life is over today. I say every labor in our life is over today. When Jesus met with them in the morning, the Bible says he said to Peter, after Peter has released his boat, and tonight you are releasing your ears, you are releasing your body, you have released everything, Jesus is speaking to you right now. When he spoke to Peter, he said to Peter, launch into the deep. When he said launch into the deep, his power came from his word, and he went into the deep and gathered fishes together. The power of God can make happen through the word of the Lord Jesus what has never happened before. And tonight, what has never happened before will happen in our lives. A great deliverance we have never seen. Peter has never caught such a fish in his lifetime. You know, some of us, we know now, today is the last day in the month of January. And we are entering into the month of February tomorrow. God is launching us into a great deliverance or breakthrough. What we have never experienced before, as his word is coming forth now, we begin to experience it. I'd like your amen to be more louder than that. So his word comes with power. So that time, the Bible says, as he was teaching, there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town and of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord. Everybody say power of the Lord. I can hear you say power of the Lord. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Anytime Jesus speaks his word, his power will be present. Are you listening to me tonight? Anytime Jesus speaks, his power is present. Tonight he's speaking, his power is present here. The Bible says, as he was teaching them, the power of God was present. Because the word of Jesus Christ always attracts the power of God. And tonight in our midst, the power of God is here. Because Jesus is speaking to you. The power of God is here to set us free with a great deliverance. Is here to meet us at the very point of our needs. Is here to give us a great deliverance. Is here to give us a great miracle. I want you to shout, I believe that the power of God is present here to deliver me, to give me my miracle. I shall not leave this place tonight without my miracle. Shout a loud hallelujah. Shout a loud hallelujah. Shout a loud hallelujah. But I want to bring some things to our attention tonight before we are going to pray and we are going to see that power present. Because we will experience that power here tonight. We will see the power of the Lord Jesus here tonight. He's going to prove his power in our midst. Now, why is it that people don't experience his power? Why is it that we remain in our situation for a long time? Why is it that when he speaks and his power is present, people still go without experiencing his power? I want to discuss with us tonight. I want to share with you how you can tap into a power that will bring great deliverance into your life. How we can always tap into God's power that will bring great deliverance. How we can be under the word of God, and the word of God through Jesus Christ can manifest his power through us. Because if his power is present, his power is not present to come and visit us. His power is present to come and help us. His power is present to come and heal us. His power is present to come and deliver us. His power is present to come and do for us what we cannot do by ourselves. When the power of Jesus is present, it's because of your sake. And tonight he has sent his power for our sake. And that power is going to work for us. That power is going to work for us. I said that power is going to work for you. Tonight the power of Jesus will work for you. Tonight the power of Jesus will manifest in you. How do we experience his power for great deliverance? How? It is by faith. The power of Jesus is always drawn by faith in his word. The power of Jesus, the power for our deliverance, is always drawn. When the power is present, you have to draw it. When the power of Jesus is present, you must tap into it. You must go for it. You must come for that power. And how do we draw his power that will bring deliverance into our lives? It is by faith. It is by faith. Let me tell us something tonight about faith. For those of us who understand the power of internet, you will realize that faith is like a Wi-Fi. When you are in a place where there is a network, and they say to you that there is free access to internet, when your phone Wi-Fi is not on, the internet will be working, but yet you cannot be connected. You can want to put Google on your phone, and when you put Google, Google will say to you that no network. Meanwhile, he may say to you again, connect to a network. Because it is not that the network is not available, it's that your Wi-Fi is not on. Faith is our spiritual Wi-Fi by which we connect with the network of the power of God. It is by our faith that we activate. It is by our faith that we put up. It is by our faith that we own in Jesus. Whenever his word is coming, that connect us to the power of Jesus. That is the reason when you check that Luke chapter 5 from verse 17 downward, the Bible talk about a man when the power of Jesus was present to heal while he was teaching them, nothing was taking place. The Pharisees that were seated, they were just listening. They were just hearing. They may be nodding their heads, but the power of God was wasting away. Tonight, the power of Jesus will not waste in your life. The power of Jesus was wasting away. It looks as if that power is not there. But the power is there, they are not connecting. The power is available, but they have not won their own one fight. Now, the Bible talks about a paralytic man. This man, his whole family brought him. And the Bible says there was no space for them to be able to enter to where Jesus was. But as they got there, they broke the roof. And as they broke the roof, the Bible says they let down the man. As they let down the man, the word of Jesus is that he saw their faith. Jesus is looking for our faith tonight. Let me tell your neighbor, Jesus is looking for our faith tonight. Tell your neighbor, Jesus is looking for our faith tonight. He saw their faith. Whenever Jesus is going to bring great deliverance to any life, he will first see their faith. He saw their faith. They had faith in him. They had faith by bringing that man. They owned their own Wi-Fi, and they were able to connect to the supernatural power of God. Tonight, your faith is going to come alive. And as your faith come alive, we are going to see the power of God together here tonight. If I can have faith and own it, if you can own your faith, if every one of us can just activate our faith, we are going to see the manifestation of the power that is present here tonight. And that power will be available to us in the name of Jesus. So the Bible says, Jesus looked at the man and said to him, your sin is forgiven. Your sin is forgiven. I may still come back to that tonight. But some people who were there began to look at him. How can he say his sin is forgiven? But he made them to understand that the Son of Man have power to forgive sin. And not only that, to bring great deliverance. And he said to that man that was there, he said, take up your mat, rise up and walk. And the man acted his faith. Everybody say, acted his faith. I can hear you say, acted his faith. The faith that you don't act cannot work. Do you hear me? The faith that we don't act, it cannot work in Jesus. Anytime Jesus is about to deal with us, bring the power of God into our lives, he will call us to act on our faith. And tonight, as we act on our faith, we are going to see the power of God. The glory of God is going to come down. The power of God is going to work in us in the name of Jesus. So I will share with you some lessons you must learn about acting faith. And I want to share that with us about a woman that had an issue of blood. That woman in Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5, verse 25 to 34. Mark chapter 5, verse 24, verse 25 to 34. This woman had suffered for 12 years. The Bible talked about this woman that she has gone to various doctors. She has spent all that she had, yet she didn't get any better. But one day, this woman heard that Jesus was in town. The Bible says she went there. And this woman said, if I may touch, she said to herself, if I may just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. So number one lesson you must learn about acting faith for great deliverance is that it is faith that you speak. It's a speaking faith. Faith for deliverance, for any great deliverance. Because what happened to that woman was a great deliverance. She has been in that problem for 12 years. She has been there. Nobody has been able. She has spent all that she had. The Bible says she grew worse. But she said to herself, everything that Jesus is going to do in our life, we have to be able to say to ourselves that with Jesus, his power can work in us. We have to say to ourselves that I know that Jesus is able to set me free. Say it to yourself, tonight Jesus is able. I can hear you say, tonight Jesus is able to set me free. Say it loud, Jesus is able to meet me at the point of my need. Say it tonight, Jesus is able to give me my miracle. Jesus is able to heal me tonight. Jesus is able to give me victory tonight. The Bible says she said to herself, she confessed by her mouth that if I may touch, she said it by herself. She spoke out her expectation in Jesus. Tonight, I don't know your expectation, but you have to speak it out. Jesus is here tonight. He wants to hear you. What do you want Jesus to do in your life tonight? How many of us have an expectation here tonight? How many of us have an expectation here tonight? I want you to say it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I shall be made whole tonight. In the name of Jesus, I shall be visited tonight. In the name of Jesus, I have my healing tonight. In the name of Jesus, I have my deliverance tonight. In the name of Jesus, I have my visitation tonight. In the name of Jesus, I have my testimony tonight. I have my testimony tonight. I have my testimony tonight. Go ahead and speak it. Speak it. Speak your expectation. That woman said, if I may, I shall be made whole. I want you to speak in assurance. Tonight, on this center, on this field, I shall have my testimony. I shall have my miracle. Jesus will visit me. Jesus will make me whole. Jesus will raise me up. Jesus' power will set me free. I want you to speak it. Speak it right now. Speak it right now. I shall be made whole tonight. I am set free tonight. I am victorious tonight. In the name of Jesus, I am you tonight. I shall have my testimony. I shall have my miracle. I shall have my great deliverance. In the name of Jesus, it doesn't matter how long it has been there. Tonight, I shall have my deliverance. In the name of Jesus, I shall have my deliverance. I shall have my healing. I will have my healing. I shall be made whole. I shall be set free. Say it right now. Say it right now. Say it to Jesus that in the name of Jesus, I believe. I believe the power of God is present here to heal me. I shall be made whole. I shall be made whole. I shall be made whole. I am healed tonight. I am healed. In the name of Jesus, I shall be healed. I shall be healed. The power of the Lord of Jesus Christ. He's present here to set me free. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Glory be to the name of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. So that woman said, if I may touch. Number one thing she did is that she made a confession of faith. And number two is that she recognized the power in Jesus. Active faith recognizes where to draw power. Active faith recognizes where to draw power. The power for our great deliverance is in the name of Jesus. That woman said she did not know about the power residing in the name of Jesus that time. Even though that time the name has not been pronounced as a name that is above every other name. But she believed. She recognized that there is something about Jesus that if I can just touch, power will flow to me. Is somebody listening to me tonight? You have to recognize that there is power in the name of Jesus. You have to recognize that as you mention, as you make up your mind tonight, there is a power in the name of Jesus that can flow to you. When you recognize that power is in him, power will come to you. When you recognize that power is in him, power is in his name, then his power will flow. The reason many don't have their deliverance, even when the power of God is present, is that they don't recognize that there is power in the name of Jesus. They don't recognize that there is power in the word of God. They don't recognize that Jesus carries power that they need for their deliverance. I've come to announce to every one of us, there is no any other power. There is no any other place. There is no any other name under which we have been called to be saved than the name of Jesus. The Bible says at the mention of his name, every knee shall bow. There is power in the name of Jesus. And by the power in the name of Jesus tonight, I speak great deliverance for our lives. By the power that is in that name, the name of Jesus, I speak great deliverance into our lives. 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 She recognized. How do I know? The Bible says, when the power of God through Jesus flowed into her, Jesus said, somebody touched me. And I'm coming to that, but I'd like you to listen. I hope we are attentive. He said, somebody touched me. He said, because power has gone out of me. A Bible translation says, there is a discharging from me. There is a discharging from me. There was a time I mentioned it. He was there when I was talking about it at home. There is a particular torchlight that is rechargeable. And that torchlight, if you want to charge it, and I'd like you to please listen, something is going to happen to us tonight. As if you want to charge that torchlight, of course, it will charge when there is light, right? Now, I now discovered, and that even happened 2 days back again, that we saw another dimension of his reality. Whenever there is no light and I plug the torch light, the charger will receive light from the torch light. There is no power, no electricity. I will just discover that the red lead on that charger will on, and immediately is drawing power from the torch. Instead of supplying power, is drawing power. Faith is a connection that draws power. So, 2 days back, we wanted to go to church. There was no light and we needed to plug that thing, thinking that, okay, before we come back, it will have charged. But the time we return, all the remaining power in the torchlight was already drained. Now, immediately my wife saw it and said, he said, what we are thinking that we're going to use is become drained now. I said, that is it. I took a power bank. Are you listening to me? I took a power bank. Immediately, I plugged a power bank. The power bank supplied light, and the thing looks so brighter. You know why? There is power. Whenever we come in contact with it, it supplies us. That woman was the only one who came in contact. He plugged himself to Jesus. Tonight you are to plug yourself to Jesus. Tonight the reason God has brought us to this land is to plug ourselves to Jesus. When you plug yourself to other avenues, you plug yourself to religion, you plug yourself to other people. That woman plugged herself to doctors. But doctors kept drawing at strength. She was becoming worse because they did not have what it takes to help her. But as soon as she plugged herself to higher power, the power of Jesus, the power flowed from Jesus. And the disciples said to him, many people are thronging on you. And how do you say, somebody touched me? Many people are here. Many people they are around you. But only one person touched Jesus. That is why we can be in a meeting. We can be in meetings all through. And you discover that the power of God is present. And people will come and go the same way. But only one person may receive healing. May you be the one that will receive healing here tonight. Let me share a story of a particular woman so that you understand. I want you to understand about acting faith for great deliverance. It has to be deliberate to draw power from the Lord Jesus Christ. There is power in Jesus, but you must learn how to draw it by faith. How to tap into that power by faith. In a particular crusade, that woman had a lame husband. The husband was lame for many years. And they have been carrying that man. The woman has been carrying him everywhere. That man could not walk. His legs were paralyzed. And this woman was carrying this man from one place to another. So they heard that there was going to be a crusade in that town. And as they went there, the first day they could not enter into the place because the entire stadium was already packed full. So the police people said there is no space in the stadium again. They couldn't enter. The second day, this woman went again and carried her husband who could not walk to the crusade ground. As they were getting there, she saw again that place was already full. Woman, you cannot enter with your husband. She went back home. And the third day, she said they were going to come very much earlier than they have been coming. So that very day, they came much more earlier. But unfortunately, when they got there again, they said many people slept over in this place because they were waiting for miracle. They were waiting for Jesus to touch them. So the place was already filled. And the woman said, I'm not returning here today with my husband. No matter what is going to happen, my husband must have his miracle. He must have his deliverance. I want you to shout it, I shall have my great deliverance tonight. I'm talking to you about acting faith for great deliverance. Do you know what happened? Suddenly, this woman, an idea came to her mind that why can't you get a drum? So she borrowed a drum from some people and said, please borrow me. She told her husband, I'm going to use this drum. We are going to go to the fence. So I'm going to climb the drum and then you are going to come, I will stand on the drum to put you across the fence so that you can enter into the stadium and fall in there. I will now go to the gate and tell the police people that I have thrown you there and I have to come and look for you so that it will not become a trouble. So then the police will allow me no matter how tight the stadium is. So she did that. They got a drum and she put the husband. As she was putting the husband, immediately she threw the husband from the fence. Instead for the husband to fall down inside the crusade ground and his remaining weak leg to be broken completely, he stood on his feet. The man that was thrown down stood on his feet. This woman did not know. This woman ran to the gate and said to the police people, I have thrown my husband over the fence and he's there right now. I have to go and look for him. So the police people said, it's okay. Now that he's thrown there, you have to see him at all costs so that they won't trample upon him. As the woman entered and traced to the point she threw her husband was nowhere to be found. The husband was already jumping everywhere, making people to know that he came in into that stadium. He was thrown as lame, but now he could walk. So when the woman was looking for him, people began to shout, we saw a man that stood up here. There is a noise. He's out there. He's shouting. The woman said, he can't be my husband. I carried my husband for 3 days and threw him in. No, he can't be my husband. By the time she got there, she saw that is the same husband she threw from the fence. A man who's supposed to land on his back stood on his feet. When we act our faith, the power of God is released to work on our favor. Tonight, somebody is going to act faith. Tonight, somebody is going to act faith. You are going to stand up, you are going to act faith. You have not been able to walk tonight, you will walk. Those who have not been able to see tonight, they will see. Those who have one problem or the other, whether in your stomach, whether in your heart, whether in your mind, anywhere tonight, as you act your faith, there is great deliverance for you. Generational curses are broken here tonight. As you act your faith, the power of God comes upon you. 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 In the name of Jesus. So as I close, before we leave here right now, acting faith, the woman came out. The Bible says she trembled. She trembled before Jesus. And Jesus looked at her. He said, daughter, you have your great deliverance. You are free. You are made whole. Your faith has made you. Everyone, can we listen to this? Jesus is powerful, but only your faith can mix you in him. The power of God through Jesus Christ is there. But you must act your faith in him to be made whole in him. He said, all power in heaven and on earth has been given to him. When you release your faith and you act your faith in Christ Jesus, his power is going to work in you. That sickness is going to disappear immediately. That pain is going to leave immediately. The power of darkness is going to be destroyed immediately. When you act your faith, the supernatural power of Jesus enters into you. So tonight, you must act your faith. Tonight, you must act your faith. You must touch Jesus. fell like that man. The Bible says he stood up. When you check him, the Bible says the thing that he has been leaning on before, he threw it away and he began to walk. In a particular translation about the woman of the issue of blood, Jesus said, "You have taken a risk of faith on my behalf, and therefore you are made whole." It takes a risk of faith. The woman took a risk of faith, and the power of God flowed into that woman. Everything God is going to be doing with our lives, we have to always learn to take a risk of faith in Jesus Christ as we act. That is how God acts. When we act by faith, the power of God comes to action in our lives. Tonight, Jesus is here. As we act by faith, his power is released. Everyone under the sound of my voice, tonight is your night of deliverance. Tonight is your night of freedom. Tonight is your night of deliverance. And I'd like you to understand that that same faith is a faith that came to Jesus for salvation. The Bible says that woman was trembling. She trembled because she does not want to take that faith, that power for granted. She trembled before him. God did not want us to just act on our faith for our own selfish reason without trembling. He wants our life to be submitted to him. He wants us to be before him and yield ourselves. The woman was trembling before him. The woman was saying, "My life belongs to you now. My life is for you now. I don't just want to receive healing and run away. I am trembling before you to acknowledge you as my Lord, to acknowledge you as my Savior, to acknowledge you." Jesus is looking for those who will tremble before him tonight. And as we tremble, we go in great deliverance. Tonight, before I pray with us, I want us to tremble before him. Do you know how you can tremble before him tonight? You let him know that he's the Lord of Lords. You let him know that he's your Savior, he's your King, that there is nothing he cannot do. Will you go ahead and tremble before him right now? And let him know that you believe that all power in heaven and on earth has been released to him. Will you tremble before him tonight and let him know that, say, "Jesus, I bow before you. I bow before your authority. All authority over my life belongs to you. Authority over my life belongs to you." That's how to tremble before him, to let him know that is the authority. Is the authority over your life. Is the Lord over your life. Is the Lord over everything. He's setting everyone free. He's setting everyone free. Fibroid is disappearing. Pain is disappearing. Loneliness is disappearing. Arthritis is disappearing. Demons are coming out. They are coming out. They are coming out. Curses are broken right now. Curses are broken right now. Curses are broken right now. The power of Jesus is making free. The power of Jesus is making free. The power of Jesus is making free. Somebody help me to assist daddy there. The power of the Lord Jesus, you have to exercise your faith. The power of Jesus is here, is here, is here, is here, is here. You are receiving your miracle. 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 Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. And his power is here. Jesus is alive. And his power is here. You are getting delivered. You are receiving your deliverance. Jesus is alive. He's setting you free. He's making you free. You are permanently free. You are permanently free. The power of Satan loses hold over you. The power of Satan disappears over you. The hand of the Lord enters into you. You are receiving your deliverance now. You are receiving it. 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 The healing power of Jesus is at work right now. Jesus is healing you. His power is strengthening you. His power is strength in you. His power is removing whatsoever destroying the works of the devil in your life. Destroying the works of the devil in your body. Tonight you are free. Jesus is making you free. Jesus has made you free. You are whole. You are whole. You are whole. You are set free by the power of the Lord Jesus. Oh yes, Jesus is healing you right now. Jesus is delivering you right now. Your great deliverance is taking place. You are healed tonight. You are healed tonight. You are healed tonight. The power of the Lord Jesus is here. Exercise your faith. 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 In the name of Jesus, walk. In the name of Jesus, be healed. In the name of Jesus, be delivered. From the power of darkness. From the power of Satan. From the power of the devil. From every curse of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, be delivered. In the name of Jesus, you are free. Exercise your faith. Exercise your faith. Exercise your faith. You are free tonight. Yes. Jesus is healing right now. Jesus is healing right now. Jesus is healing right now. The deliverance has come. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. The name of Jesus is greater than any other name. It is not an ordinary name. It's the name that's full of power and praise. The name. Your deliverance is tonight. You are here tonight. You are set free tonight. Yes, the name of Jesus is walking tonight. Yes, the deliverance has taken place. It's full of power. Of us believe that you are healed right now. How many of us believe you are delivered? Exercise your faith right now. Say, I'm delivered. Exercise it. I am free from the shackles of the devil. I am free from demonic oppression. I am free. I am free. I am free from spirit of depression. I am free from terminal sicknesses. I am free. I am free. I am free. I am completely free. You can check something is taking place in your body. You may see that you are feeling something. Something is taking. There is a movement. There is a movement within you right now. That is the movement of the power of the Lord Jesus. That's the movement of the power of the Lord Jesus. That's the movement of the power of the Lord Jesus. Exercise your faith. The power is here. His power is present. Jesus is present in his power. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Tonight, as you go, I decree that your great deliverance is established. Amen. I decree that your great deliverance from the power of darkness is established in the name of Jesus. You are free totally from.
Amen.
After tonight encounter, you will begin to walk in freedom.
Amen.
You are walking out here in freedom.
Amen.
You are walking out here in freedom.
Amen.
You are no longer bound again.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
Satan has lost power over you.
Amen.
You are free right now.
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 Amen.
Your family is free.
Amen.
Your destiny is free.
Amen.
Your destiny is free.
Amen.
Your destiny is free.
Amen.
Jesus set you free.
Amen.
You are free forever.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Somebody shout a louder hallelujah. Shout a louder hallelujah. Shout a louder hallelujah. Shout a louder hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus in the highest. Amen. Before we shout the grace, let me call Pastor Claudia to give us announcement for tomorrow. Then we're going to shout 30 hallelujahs. How many of us know that our elevation fast ends today? So we are concluding with 30 hallelujah. And tomorrow, by the grace of God, please, we are still going to go out. I will share with you. We need a strategy to reach out to people. Now, tomorrow, we are going to be laying hand on the sick. We'll be laying hand. That's what the Holy Spirit has reserved for tomorrow evening. We will lay hand on them. And we're going to go out tomorrow morning to reach out to those who may not know how to get to this place. We'll still reach out to them. I don't want us to miss this encounter. The Lord will perfect in your life what he has started. Please sit down. We'll soon leave here. God bless you.
Somebody shout hallelujah. If your testimony has come, shout hallelujah.